Okay, so I decided to create a little bonus segment for you, talking to your spouse about money. So this is a little add-on for you inside the module because these are some of the top questions I get asked about creating money and finances. And I certainly have a lot of experience with this. As I shared with you, I used to hide purchases, I used to lie to my husband, I used to feel really unworthy in spending money and yet want to spend it. And so it created really this complexity and unnecessary burden in my life. So, I wanted to share with you a couple of tips around this. Many women, and as I said, I used to be one of them, hide purchases from their spouse or their lover. They feel ashamed, guilty, and have a feeling of not wanting to be controlled. The truth in this matter is most women are actually attempting to hide purchases from themselves for a myriad of reasons. So, I invite you to feel that for a minute. If you feel congruent with the purchases that you're making, there is no need to hide them. This requires you to come into a new level of authenticity with yourself and requires you to ask different questions. It requires you to answer inside, why is this purchase important to you? Why is this so meaningful? I can remember buying a program at one point, and I think it was $2,000 at the time, and I hid it from my husband. And I was remember trying to rectify the bank statements and still hoping that he wouldn't see it. And we ended up having a huge discussion. This was a really big turning point for me, in fact, where he sat down with me and he was like, "Why do you want this so bad?" And it was a business building program. And it was the very beginning of building Elegant Femme. And I told him, "I have this dream. I want to build this business. I want," and I just finally let myself admit to myself why I wanted it. And I can remember sitting there and just coming into this space of courage of being able to admit that I believed in myself. Was I scared? Yes, I was scared. Did I know it was going to work and that I was going to build the empire that I have today? No. Did I have a vision to? Yes. Did I have a guarantee? No. But I knew I was investing in me. And so when you do things like that, you need to believe in yourself enough to take that risk and that chance to invest in yourself. And I know that's scary. However, that's the alignment that you require to be in integrity with your purchases. And it changes the entire conversation with your spouse. So let's see how this could be different. And let's take a look at just the emotional aspect and assume that everything else remains the same. So let's just look at the emotional piece. If you spent X amount on a shopping spree and you went into it with a sense of New Yorker purpose and power, and you felt good, I mean, you felt really good, not the talking yourself into it kind of good, but you felt really good. Do you think the situation with your spouse would be different? Just feel that for a minute. Would it be different? Now, I want you to know the different emotions that come up. I'm going to make a generalization here. And this is that a core emotion here was love, love of self, love of self. We spend money in a relation to love of self, right? Something that we think will enhance our experience. Now, going into a conversation with a true feeling of love and clarity is going to produce a different emotion, is it not? I'm going to break this down a little bit. You can go talk to your spouse about money from a space of fear, a space of void, a space of anxiety, a space of feeling unsafe or wanting to prove something, and a space of wanting him to tell you you're valuable. That's how I used to do it. I would go talk to my husband hoping that he would, give me permission to be valuable inside. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have discussions with your spouse about where you're spending your money together as a couple. However, I'm talking about where you're coming from inside of yourself as you initiate that conversation. I know myself and a lot of my clients have had the awareness that it was coming from a space of wanting the other person to give you approval and value and validate that whatever it was you were wanting, that you were worth it. That worthiness, that knowing, that conversation, you have to have with yourself first before you can have it with that other person. So can you see why it's so important for you to be clear on what you really want in every area of your life? And why this it is crucial to truly allow yourself to step into your purpose and your power. When you are aligned with where you want to spend money, whether it's a small amount or a large amount, and you really come to the table authentically, and you've already had a conversation with yourself that says, you know what, this is really important to me, and this is why. And you have it with yourself first. Why is this important to you? Why do you really want this? How is this calling you inside? What do you feel you're stepping into inside of this? How do you feel this will affect your experience? Now, where women get really caught up is they feel that if they invest a certain amount of money in themselves, they somehow have to prove to their husband or their spouse that it was worth it. And you get in a proving cycle. This is not about proving. You choose the value you receive from anything. I'm going to say that again. You choose the value you receive from anything. When women come into the CREM program and they invest is $22,000 in themselves. And like if they pay in full, it's $20,000. But $22,000 in themselves really at this point, and the, you know, the price can go up at any point, but $22,000 for an example. One of the things I will say to them is, if you can come from the space of recognizing that you gifting this to yourself was the gift, you allowing yourself to invest that amount of money in yourself was the gift, and you see that you have the courage, the strength, the belief in yourself to make that investment in you, then everything else that happens is icing. I remember, I shared this earlier, when I invested six figures in myself, I was petrified. Do you have any idea what an incredible growth opportunity it is to invest $100,000 in yourself? Now, whatever, you might have some things coming up, or I could never do that, or it's nice for you to do that. I invite you to let that go. Let that go. Because whatever it is we judge, we hold away from ourselves and we'll never be able to receive. I'm not saying at any point in time you would ever want to invest $100,000 in yourself. But even being able to invest $100,000 in yourself, if you wanted to, so pay attention if there's any judgments that came up for you around that or around the feminine. Because the main point that I'm sharing with you here is no matter what amount of money it is, you coming into an alignment, gifting yourself permission to make that investment first is what needs to happen before you go talk to anybody about it. And you also don't need to justify your purchases to people outside of your family. You know, it's outside of your, I do invite everyone. Actually, if I hear a woman telling me that she's going to come into the program, but she's not going to tell her husband, she's going to hide the purchase from her husband, I actually will not approve that purchase. Now, if you know you have a relationship with your husband and it doesn't matter and he doesn't need to know, and that's just like an understanding that you have, okay, well then that's fine. That's beautiful. However, hiding things, not a good energy. Not a powerful energy of opening and receiving. And every woman that comes to be a part of Elegant Femme, my intention is that she receives at the highest level possible. And if I know she's hiding something, then it's not allowing her to fully receive. So I invite you that the next time you have an opportunity to have a conversation with your husband or your partner about money, that the first thing you do is you come into congruency with why this purchase is important to you. Have an authentic conversation with yourself and what it means to you. And once you're aligned and once you know your why, then go and have that conversation from a completely different vantage point.